autonomous rail car loading may be coming to a grain terminal near you. A new system has been developed by Rayhawk Industries for both the potash and grain sectors. A Nutrien potash mine in central Saskatchewan is first off the mark, according to Rayhawk's president and chief executive officer. We spoke to Tom Bain this morning at Rayhawk's open house in southwest Saskatoon. He says the design work started back in 2020.
After a number of prototypes, we changed gears. We went from a cable system to a gantry system. There was a number of different iterations, but it didn't take us long to find a way of being mechanically simple, computer complex, something that really boasts reliability, maintainability in the eyes of the user, a system that they can understand, and if something breaks or a weld cracks, they can fix it. You know, offering that high level of efficiency and reliability, in their, not just in operation, but in their mindset, while having some complexity behind the computers, utilizing the latest technology.
Is this a faster and a safer way at the same time to load rail cars?
This is an extremely fast way of loading rail cars. In fact, this technology that we're going to demonstrate today is in a stationary position where we'll have a rail car in a stationary position. But we've also developed the technology to work on moving rail cars. So a train doesn't need to stop. You know, a lot of the newer loading facilities use what's called a loop track system, and a train slows down to a predetermined level. And then there's an operator typically on top of that walking along the rail car with a fall arrest on a cable track system, opening the cars while it's moving to get filled. Our system can keep up with that. In fact, it can do it so fast that we can almost open two cars at a time during that same speed.
Bame says Rayhawk's design is unique.
There are some parties out there trying to utilize a robot arm technology to do this task. But by design, as I'll come back to the mechanically simple, our invention is designed to operate from minus 40 to plus 40. We're not limited by the temperature restrictions that a robot arm might be limited to, and we also have a higher level of confidence on maintainability. You know, this can be worked on. Some of the common parts on here are similar parts that are found in the gantry crane industry, and there's crane service companies everywhere. In addition to that, there's many, many cranes that exist in industry. They're just yellow. So the reliability and the confidence of operation is already there in the marketplace. We're just adjusting it and adopting it to do a different purpose and adding our own creation to it.
The first unit will be running soon at a Nutrien potash mine in central Saskatchewan.
We've been working on that for some time. We've fully commissioned the system, and later this month we're just going to be going through the last of the training initiatives to train our operators how to use it, and then it's theirs to run with.
There are a limited number of potash mines, and there's a lot more grain elevators around. Is that where you think the biggest potential growth is? And will the system work in the same way for both?
It'll work in the same way for both. And interestingly enough, both have the similar challenges with having operators on top of rail cars. Same safety issues, same efficiency concerns, same reliability types of concerns. So the market is, in those aspects, very similar. However, potash ships a lot more volume, so by default, they're moving a lot more rail cars as compared to grain. So the amount of rail cars that are filled daily or weekly at any of these inland terminals is fewer than what you'd see in a potash mine. However, what we're hearing and seeing through our research is that in the ag sector, they have other challenges. We're finding workers to do this job, because it's not a very desirable job. Finding workers to do that work is becoming an increasing challenge. It's a human capital shortage, if you will, not so much a safety issue as well, right?
How far along are you in discussions with the grain companies to get some of these units installed?
We've been in discussions with grain companies for a number of years now, since we publicly announced this company through LinkedIn, through social media networks, in late June of 2021. Within a handful of days, we had agricultural companies at our door asking about the technology and engaging, wanting to adopt the technology for their newest facilities as well as some of their age-old facilities.
Tom Bame is the president and CEO of Rayhawk. The Saskatoon company is holding an open house today, showcasing its autonomous rail car loading solution.